Time to go motoring with James Ward, the content director for drive.com.au. He joins us every week and he's on the line now. Hello, buddy. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Good. Just as a pretext on or post-text on our chat last week about buying cars interstate, I got to tell you, the people that I've been dealing with in Melbourne have just been so professional. Anyway,
that's Melbourne for you. No, but has it arrived yet?
No, but I've got to tell you, no, because you don't bring a truck up with one car in it. So
no, that's true.
So they had to wait till they had a few. We got an email from the lady we've been dealing with saying, good news, Luke, Nikki's Christmas birthday present is on the truck. It left an hour ago, and here is the tracking number. And she gave us a link, and we can track it all the way up the Hume Highway to our place.
Oh, brilliant.
I know. It's very, very good. But anyway, look, it isn't over yet. We'll talk about the whole experience once we get it registered, okay?
Well, I can't wait to hear what she thinks when it arrives. That'll be the tell.
I know. I really can't wait either. But listen, let's talk about some really exciting news, and that is Toyota, who have done it again. Aren't they unbelievable? They are looking at introducing a hydrogen Hiace. Now, my question to you, is hydrogen a better alternative to clean electric vehicles?
Yeah, look, so this is the thing. We are in this kind of new age that, look, every week something's changing. But what we've seen from Toyota previously is hydrogen electric fuel cell, which they've got in the Mirai, the big sort of Camry-looking sedan vehicle. And what that is, you've got a hydrogen tank that then goes into an oxygen tank. It creates a chemical reaction. You charge a battery, and the car uses that battery to drive an electric motor. But what they've done now is they've done what is called hydrogen combustion. So they've taken a Hiace, which has got a twin turbo V6 in it, and they have basically, I think what they do, they change the injectors. There's a bit of a cooling system changeover, but it uses compressed hydrogen fuel in what is technically an existing combustion engine to create a combustion engine vehicle with zero emissions. You just get water out the exhaust pipe.
What?
And we know that they showed it in Australia last week, so there's a bit of chatter about it. And they're also going to look at doing a Hilux as a prototype as well, just to see, also even a Land Cruiser, to see what the applications are like. So this could be yet another direction to the cleaner running future.
So just explain to us: is hydrogen a better way of motoring than electric?
Well,
how does it work?
Yeah, yes and no. So if you look at the application side of things and even the repowering side of things, then yes, because you can take an existing internal combustion engine, you can make some mild changes to it, like an LP gas conversion, right? Like you take the car's motor, you make some changes to it, and it runs on liquid gas rather than on petrol. But the problem is here is and then you use existing fuel station infrastructure to fill up. So, you know, we're looking pretty good. Problem is, hydrogen is very, very expensive to produce, and it's still a little risky to transport. So what you're dealing with then is another zero emission solution, but it's a bit pricier at the moment. And it's one of those things that if they find out a cheaper way to create hydrogen, so you can basically end up with a cheaper fuel source, then maybe this is going to be another way to do it. And certainly for heavy vehicles, where you could take an existing truck, you could repower it to run on hydrogen combustion, and all of a sudden you haven't had to build a whole new electric truck
and you are
around big batteries. Plus, you're dealing from depot to depot. You only put hydrogen refueling into those kind of key locations, and maybe that's going to make more sense.
Hydrogen refueling. Because most people listening are thinking, hang on, hydrogen, doesn't it run on water?
Well, and the other thing that we get all the time is, as soon as you mention hydrogen, everybody thinks of the Hindenburg and thinking, well, hang on a minute.
The humanity.
If you've gone to see Oppenheimer and all that kind of stuff. But the thing is, the hydrogen is running at, I think, about a 10,000 PSI in a compressed tank. So if perchance that tank was to rupture, it would just escape into the atmosphere and you'd end up with, you know, more hydrogen in our hydrogen-rich atmosphere, you'd probably only get a bit of water vapor. So it's not the end of the world.
What sort of horsepower can a hydrogen engine generate in a motor vehicle?
Well, this is the thing. At the moment, it's just in prototype applications. They're pretty hush-hush about what these things are doing. But in theory, it would be roughly the same. You may get a bit of loss because petrol and diesel, as we know, are very... they have a very good power to fuel ratio. But even if you're dealing with a little bit of power loss to a petrol equivalent, if you're getting water out the exhaust pipe, it's kind of not a bad trade-off.
All right, James. You'll read more about this on drive.com.au very, very shortly. Always good to talk to you, buddy. Keep motoring. Drive safely, buddy, and we'll talk soon.
A pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
James Ward, drive.com.au here on Triple M.